Welcome back into In Focus on News Radio KMAN, segment number three. Getting going here, we've got Brandon Sokol, Animal Control Officer with the T. Russell Wright's Animal Shelter, joining us here via Zoom. Brandon, good morning.
Good morning, Brandon.
It's always a pleasure to have you on. Of course, we got to meet a few weeks ago here. I got to actually go do a segment out at the Animal Shelter, and that was a lot of fun. Thank you so much, by the way, for giving me that tour. It was a great time.
Oh, my pleasure. That's a good time. I like to show off kind of our facility over here. If people listening, if you haven't had a chance to check it out, I think it's a pretty nice place and got a lot of really great animals right now. So if you're interested or just want to walk in, you can do that without an appointment. So, we're open for walkthroughs now.
That's great. And the Animal Shelter, if you haven't been, it's one of the hidden gems here in Manhattan. A little bit off the beaten path there behind kind of over there by the Armory Building. Is that...
I tell a lot of people right behind Menards.
There you go.
It's kind of easy for a lot of people. Yeah.
Yep.
But we're actually in Pott County, but we don't service, Pott County as far as like animal control or the animal shelter. You know, we got like the corridor there on 24 that's out to Green Valley Road. But, once you're off the 24 and, on Green Valley Road, that's actually without animal control services or within our tax allocated area. So, any animals that come in from that far out in Pott County, unfortunately, those people are responsible for paying an $80 fee. So that's one of the benefits of, having the service here in Manhattan and Raleigh County is those fees are waived when you have a stray animal or have to surrender your animal.
All right. Well, last time I was out there, your roster of pets was not very, very big. There was a few out there. It looks like you have about 99 in your guardianship now. Is that right?
Yeah, I think when you were here, we were maybe hovering around 40, and now we're, right around 100. But that's our busy season. We've got 58 cats and kittens, so like our kitten population's going up just about every day. Got 24 dogs, 6 rats, a rabbit, and then a guinea pig also.
Okay, very good. And I see you're going to have some kittens available for adoption real soon.
Absolutely. And like I said, we're just kind of getting more of those every day. We're going to have about 30 of them that we know for sure available here in the next couple of weeks. And then of course, all through the summer and fall, we should have some kittens available. We have to, make sure they're big enough and old enough to be altered before we have them available. But kittens adoption price are normally $100, but you're getting an animal that, has been fully vetted. They're not old enough for a rabies vaccine, but they are old enough for their other vaccines to be treated for internal and external parasites like flea and tick. They will be altered. And then, for an extra $10, you get a microchip. So you kind of get a whole package deal with one of our kittens compared to, like a lot of people like, I get a free barn cat, that kind of thing. But you get so much more from one of our cats and, they're healthy and have seen a vet. Kind of on that note, people, they have, litters of kittens and they're looking for something to do, or do with those cats, give us a call, find out if we've got space for them. If you're inside our service area, if we can take them, I think it's, kind of a better avenue for those cats to find homes because then they do, leave treated for, illnesses and parasites and also fixed. So we're kind of stopping that population growth right away. So, I believe that's the better circumstance for a cat to go ahead and come through our shelter and go through the whole process. We have some adoption events coming up on kittens, actually. Wednesday, May 26th and Wednesday, June 2nd, we're going to discount kittens to $75. So you still get, all those services involved, just a little discount on that.
Yeah, well, that's a great opportunity here. And then I see that June 4th is actually Hug Your Cat Day. I'm sure that'll come up on our daily list of days we celebrate here on K-Man, because we do that every morning around 6 o'clock. Dave reads those lists. But Hug Your Cat Day, that's a nice one there.
Yeah, I think every day is Hug Your Cat Day. I mean, for me, it's like I start my day with, getting up and making sure the cats are good. They're usually telling me that they're ready for some food anyway. So, every day is Hug Your Cat Day. But June 4th is going to be officially that day, and we're going to discount our adult cats to $25. Normally, they're $50. Still a great deal on those animals because, again, they're getting all the vet services that they need. You can look at our adoptable animals on petfinder.com. One of the top tabs says shelters and rescues. You can look up by area code. You can look up by our name, T. Russell Wright's. If you're not finding someone at our shelter you want to come meet, you can look up shelters all around our area. So petfinder.com, you can even fill applications out online. We try and respond to those application submissions every day right away. So you can find out pretty quick whether you're approved or not. Or, you know, you can just come in and do a walkthrough. We do still recommend appointments for people that maybe see an animal that they're specific about adopting, or they need to surrender an animal, or even find a stray animal. Giving us a call first so we can set up that appointment would be excellent. We're open from 1 to 5 p.m. right now, but we do also allow walk-ins as we're slowly getting back to, you know, how things were before COVID.
Absolutely. And, you know, one of the things that Deb sent me over here in our notes is a picture of a cat you have over there named Salem. And I'm going to put this up on our Facebook page here in just a moment. Tell us a little bit more about Salem.
Yeah, Salem's a good dude. He came in with some really bad ear mites and just had scratched the back of his head and ears so bad that he had these, you know, just huge sores. He's still kind of healing from those. He's had to wear the cone of shame for a bit. But, you know, since we've treated him for the parasites and he's healing, he's becoming less itchy there. So those wounds are healing up. He's super sweet. He probably would be a good, you know, like indoor, outdoor cat. I mean, he's just a good dude. And he might even be a good mouser for you. Likes to sit on laps, loves attention. He's pretty sweet. We all really like Salem. And that photo's kind of funny. We put this little cat costume on him. It looks like he's getting eaten by a fish. So it's... Check that photo out.
I love it. I love the costume. I think it's really cool.
Yeah.
Well, tell us about your schedule out there and when you guys are available out there for appointments.
Yeah. So, I mean, 1 to 5 p.m. for appointments, you know, for to come into the animal shelter and actually see the animals, talk about our services. Animal control can be reached pretty much 24/7 if you call the Riley County non-emergency number. Of course, if you've got an emergency, 911 is appropriate, and they will still get the animal control dispatched. Animal control, you know, is on duty throughout the day. So the on-call staff is really only responding to emergencies. But if there is an emergency, you know, we are quick to respond to that kind of stuff. We got a lot going on over here right now. We've got a group of soldiers that are volunteering. They're doing a bunch of odds and ends for us around the shelter. So that's great. You know, we got other opportunities for people. If they're interested, you can go to the Parks and Rec website, look at volunteering. You can apply there. We also have programs for if you're under 18, kids can come and actually read to some of the animals. You have to be accompanied by someone over 18, like a guardian. But we've got, you know, books and pillows and, you know, some nice quiet rooms where we can get, you know, animals out and, you know, these people can kind of hang out with them or read to them and just kind of help them be comfortable while they're here.
All right, very good. Well, I know we're running a little short on time here, but I might just ask you real quick, because we've seen some stories out of Wichita of mountain lions showing up on people's doorbell cameras.
Sure.
We all know that wildlife is prevalent in the spring out there, and maybe just exercise some caution out there in the spring and summer.
Absolutely. And I mean, it's good to be educated about it. And that's a lot of the approach that we take to dealing with wildlife and nuisance wildlife is, you know, kind of educating and just information. The humanesociety.org website has a lot of really great information on finding answers to wildlife problems. You can look up specifically like your area and find out what that animal is, and then get just a lot of, you know, information on how to deter them, how to get them removed at that point. If you are having issues with that, you know, you are still welcome to call the non-emergency Riley County number, Riley County PD number. Get in contact with us. We do have some resources for people that are licensed to deal with wildlife, and it's case by case. So, I mean, it's hard to say whether that's a service that could be provided, but we do have a list of, you know, licensed people that can work with wildlife like that. So, you know, we do encourage those calls if you are having problems.
All right. Very good. Well, it's always a pleasure to talk to you, Brandon, and we encourage people to go out to visit the animal shelter and adopt if they are so able.
Absolutely. Stop on by.
All right. Sounds good. Brandon Sokol, our guest here from the animal shelter, joining us. Stay tuned. We'll talk with Dr. Frank Trace from K-State Marching Band up next.